radio station for all of UK scouting.
For scouts by scouts.
Online.
And on your smart speaker.
You're listening to Scout Radio.
Scoutcast.
Hello and welcome to our eighth week of Scoutcast. So this is Jack in South London.
And this is Amy in Manchester.
Hello Amy, how are you? What have you been up to this week?
Yeah, I'm good. The sun's back out. So on Friday, we made some bunting and we had a bit of a VE Day picnic. And on Saturday, we had a barbecue because the sun was still shining, which was fantastic. So how about you, Jack? Anything exciting happening down south?
Well, I mean, we also had VE Day. That was kind of all over the country. So lots of things happening there. I've been chatting to lots of friends on Zoom and on the phone and things like that. I've been out for a run for my exercise, but other than that, not too much.
Getting fit.
So on today's show, we're going to be talking about the disability awareness badges for Beavers and Cubs. And as scouts, we believe in inclusion, which means making sure nobody gets left out. And those with disabilities can still take part in all of the activities in scouting. And on today's show, we're going to be helping you to become more aware of what it's like to have a disability by doing some fun activities, but also learning how we can help those within our scouting community. So by taking part today, you'll achieve some, maybe even all, of your Beavers or Cubs disability awareness badge.
Coming up.
To take part in all the activities, you will need
pens,
paper,
something to use as a blindfold, like a necker or an eye mask.
Something to use to reduce your hearing, such as earmuffs, earplugs, numerous hats, yoghurt or similar. If not, another kind of food, like crisps that you could feed to somebody else. And a spoon for your yoghurt.
And resources to create a piece of art without your hands.
Scoutcast.
Oh, and lots of socks.
Did you forget the socks there, Jack?
I did forget the socks.
We need loads and loads of socks. And remember, guys, you can get in touch during and after the show by emailing studio@scout.radio or on our social medias.
So don't worry if you can't join in right now, because you can listen again to all our shows at scout.radio/play and catch up with all the activities for Navigator Stage 1, Communicator Badge, International Badges, Air Activities Stage 1 and 2. There's loads up there. There's 7 episodes for you to listen back to.
And here's a great song to get us started, a little bit of Girls Aloud.
Oh, scouting from home.
This is Scoutcast.
Girls allowed there to kick us off on our eighth week of Scoutcast. Remember, if you're listening on Facebook Live, you won't be able to hear the music. So head over to scout.radio/play, ask your smart speaker to launch Scout Radio, or use the TuneIn app on your phone. So we've got a shout out from Mercia Scout District. They're having a week-long big camp at home. Say hi to everyone, particularly at 46 Sandwell, from Lisa, Katie, Jack and Alfie. And also hello to Finley and Riley from Paisley. Hello to you all. So, the first thing we need to know for our disability awareness badge is what exactly a disability is. Any ideas, Amy?
Is it something that makes it more difficult for a person to do certain activities or interact with the world around them? So, like, if they can't see very well. So, for example, I wear glasses all of the time and have done since I was 4 or 5 or something like that. And if I take them off, I can see probably about a metre in front of me and then that's it. There's no hope for the rest of it.
Yeah, that's right. So there's lots of different types of disabilities. So some disabilities are physical, like not being able to walk, perhaps, or things, as you say, like sight, a bit like yours, Amy. Some might be hearing. I've got a friend that's got a hearing aid to help them hear. And some disabilities might affect the way that people see or interact with the world. So one of those is called autism. And here is Callum to tell us more.
So what is autism? Autism Spectrum Disorder, or ASD, is a disability, and it's a fairly common disability to have. A lot of people across the UK, across all age ranges, have Autism Spectrum Disorder, including some world leaders such as Vladimir Putin, and it's even been rumoured that the current Prime Minister Boris Johnson has a form of Autism Spectrum Disorder as well. People with autism also struggle to make friends, and this is through no fault of their own. It's because they can struggle to communicate their feelings and their thoughts, and likewise, they also struggle to understand other people's feelings and thoughts. So, whilst they could be doing a behaviour that to they themselves seems normal, the other person might feel confused or embarrassed or even creeped out by it, and they don't want to associate themselves with that person. And another problem with autism is that it is also a sensory problem. So because of the way the brain is wired, people can be triggered by smell, taste, light and sound, and this can lead to something known as a sensory overload, or more commonly referred to as a meltdown. If you see somebody melting down or having a sensory overload, it's best just to calm them down until, and put them in a calm position until the meltdown has stopped.
To leave you behind, I don't wanna try. attention, take this from me tonight. Oh, let's fight. Oh, let's fight. Oh, let's fight. Oh,
thank you there to Callum. And I've worked closely with some children in lots of schools with autism, and it's true what he says, they do tend to see the world a little differently to a lot of the other people, and they can struggle more in social situations and some understanding.
So hopefully that's now covered your understanding of what a disability is. So it can be physical, like something with your body or with sight or hearing, or it can be something that you might not necessarily see, like autism or other illnesses as well can be a disability that you might not see. Lots of you have been getting in touch. Amy, who's been in touch?
So we have Joshua from First Rugeley. Hello to you. We've got a hi from St Anne's in Luton. We've got a hello from Merrick First Burnmore Cubs in County Durham, and they've got a camp at home this weekend and they're making a stove tonight. Ooh. We've got Teresa at 234th Castle Vale. Hello, that's a big number. And another big number is hi from 127th Lanarkshire.
Wow. Yeah, those are big numbers. So remember, keep your messages coming in either on Facebook or Twitter, or you can email studio@scout.radio. So for our first activity, you're going to need some paper, pens or pencils and a blindfold.
So that's right, we are looking at the disability awareness badges today. And firstly, we're going to think about what it might be like to have problems with your sight. Now, lots of people wear glasses as their sight without them isn't very clear. But could you imagine what it would be like to lose your sight altogether?
I'm not sure that that would be very nice at all, because I wouldn't be able to see the keys to play my piano or find the fridge to find myself some cheese.
Can't lose that cheese, Jack. Yeah, so people lose their sight from accident, injury, or even conditions that make their eyesight worse over time. But unfortunately, some people are born blind, so they're unable to see at all, even from the off. So people who have lost their sight rely on their other senses instead. There are quite a few blind musicians who use their hearing and touch to play instruments.
So your first activity involves popping on your blindfold so you can't see anything, and this will mimic what it would be like to be blind for just a few minutes. And you're going to draw a picture. What should we draw, Amy?
Well, later in the show, we're going to be hearing about how guide dogs help people with sight impairment. So I'd like to see everyone draw a dog.
Oh, I like dogs. So that's a great idea. So let's play a couple of songs while you find your pens and papers, get your blindfolds on and draw us your best dog. And maybe we can get Amy's dogs, Astra and Norman, to judge their favourite dog on the barkometer. So blindfolds on and get drawing. Off you go.
Motivation. My one solution is my queen, cause she stays strong. Yeah, yeah. She is always in my corner, right there when I wanna. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She
is always right there when I need her.
She holds like a model. She grants my wishes like a genie in a bottle. Yeah, yeah, 'cause I'm the wizard of love and I got the magic wand. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, 'cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Me love and affection, baby, did I mention you're the only girl for me? No, I don't need a next one. Mama loves you too, she thinks I made the right selection. No, all that's left to do is just for me to ask the question. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her.
Get in touch. Follow and tweet us at Scout Radio.
Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Scout Radio.
J Balvin, man, Leon Payne, my G.
It's simple, you diplo, your hips roll, you do the calypso. An intro is all that I need, oh yeah.
Y un beso primero, tú sabes lo que me refiero. De cero, sabes que estoy pa' ti.
Oh, can we get familiar, 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 familiar? Yeah. I'm feeling, I'm feeling, I'm feeling, I'm feeling ya. Yeah. What's on your mind for later tonight? Let me be the one to fill it up. Can we get familiar, 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 familiar? I'm feeling, I'm feeling, I'm feeling, I'm feeling ya. Yeah. What's on your mind for later tonight? Let me be the one to fill it up. Can we get your waistline, the baseline? In real life, don't wanna know FaceTime. Great minds, they think just the same. Hey, yeah, you said like a rock doll, a model or some kind of bottle. We'll pour up, 'cause I wanna taste the taste. Oh.
Familiarizamos un poco de química y el party prendemos. No olvides la crítica si nos entendemos. Que tú crees en tu mente, no me vemos. Señorita, que necesita? Sería mucho mejor si participa. Así de lejos, no, mejor cerquita. Yo voy a hacerte todo lo que me permita. Y sabes que lo que te pones te queda bien. Y me cae mucho mejor que un billete. Sí.
Can we get familiar, 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 familiar? I'm feeling, I'm feeling, I'm feeling, I'm feeling ya. What's on your mind for later tonight? Let me be the one to fill it up. Can we get familiar, 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 familiar? I'm feeling, I'm feeling, I'm feeling, I'm feeling ya. What's
Scoutcast.
Okay, so if you finish your dog, you can take your blindfolds off now. How did you get on?
Well, my dog's tail appears to not be connected to its body.
Is that your real dog or your drawn dog?
No, my drawn dog. Yeah, my actual dogs are downstairs and they are hopefully still intact. So I'd love to see some of yours at home. You need to send them to us at studio@scout.radio and we will shout out some of the best ones on the radio. And I've got some normal shout outs here. So we've got Fourth Braintree, who are doing a camp at home, and they're using Scout Radio as some of their challenges. And that's from Lynn. So make sure you email us if you'd like some Scout Radio help. I'm sure any member of the
you
team
can send us a report of what you're doing. So you can, we've had quite a few reports in now. We'll put them on our website and we'll try to play them out on air. So if you go to scout.radio/report, you can find lots of tips and tricks of how you can make a report about what fun things that you've been doing that we can put on our website and play out on our shows.
Yeah, that'd be really good. We've also got hello to Fifth Stalybridge, and we've got Gilbert and Hannah from Cheam, and they're enjoying their blindfolded drawings. And hello again to Penny and Aidan. This is their 8th week, I think, with us. We recognise their names, don't we?
We certainly do. So I heard that they'd been... was it Penny and Aidan that have been doing Jamboree on the trail?
Yeah, I think they did a hike today or something. They sent in a picture.
So Jamboree on the Trail, just in case anybody doesn't know what it is usually lots of scout groups on a particular weekend go out and do different hikes and things for what's called Jamboree on the Trail. And this year, instead of it being just one weekend, instead of it being going out for a big hike because you have to stay in more, they've opened up the end of the date. So you can do it at any time for the rest of the year, or you can do it in your garden or around your house, a bit like when we did Hike the Moon.
That's cool.
Right then, let's see what's coming up next. Okay, our next activity then, we're going to be thinking about what it would be like to lose one of our other senses, our hearing.
Oh, I'd hate to do that. I wouldn't be able to listen to Scout Radio all the time.
No, well, similarly to sight, some people lose their hearing in accidents or due to very loud noises, maybe even at work, or overexposure to lots of noises over a long period of time will eventually reduce your hearing. So if you're in a very loud place, make sure you're wearing hearing protection. But some people are born unable to hear, and this one is a little difficult for us to do on the radio. But to help us understand what it might be like to lose some of our hearing, we want you to cover up your ears so you can't hear as much as you usually do, and then we'll all listen to a popular song.
So I've managed to dig out my winter earmuffs, so I'm going to put them on. Or you could put on loads of hats to cover your ears, or press your hands tightly over them, or maybe even borrow some earplugs from your mum or dad for those snoring nights. But be careful not to put the earplugs in too far, as you could really hurt yourself. And if you don't have any of these, whilst the next song's playing, just go and stand in the next room.
That's a really easy idea, yeah. If you don't have anything to cover your ears, pop next door and shut the door. And what we're going to do is we're going to play a song, and all you have to do is sing and dance along, thinking about whether it's harder to hear the words and the rhythm. I'm going to be sneaky and not tell you what the song is until afterwards. And of course, if you can't hear the song, you won't know when the song is finished. So see if you can get someone to come and get you if you can't hear the song when it's finished. So here is our song. See if you can work out what it is without hearing it fully. Fingers and ears.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar, I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. South of the equator, navigator, gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. Deep sea diving round the clock, bikini bottoms, lager tops, I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see
be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. We got two in the front, two in the back, sailing along. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone, a someone, a someone, a someone.
Scouting from home.
This is Scoutcast.
So that, of course, was Shotgun. So well done if you managed to sing or dance along if your ears were covered. If you're looking after the radio for somebody who's still dancing along because they can't hear, go and get them now and tell them to take their fingers out their ears.
So I really struggled to sing along in time. Like, I knew what song it was, but I couldn't hear like the beat very well at all. And we've got some more shout-outs. I'm really excited about this one. We've got some people listening live in Bermuda with the 19th Cub Scouts, and they say it's only 2:50 p.m. there and they're listening whilst doing their schoolwork.
Oh, Bermuda. Wow, where is Bermuda, Amy?
Oh, why did you ask me that? Isn't there a triangle?
It's in the South Pacific, isn't it?
That's a film.
Producer Matt might know. Bermuda. I'll ask Google. Hold on.
But that's far, it's far away.
It's in the North Atlantic Ocean.
Near where?
Near the sea. I mean, it's kind of...
No, but...
It's kind of all on its own in the middle of... Okay, so if you go to the USA,
yeah,
and then go into the sea towards us, they're sort of right in the middle of the ocean.
Wow, that's a really long way away. Anyway, and then we've got some from North Devon, and we've also got Steve says, "Go, Jack, go!" Which is really
Thank
fun.
You, Steve. And we've also had our first drawn dog... well, we've got two dogs from Merrick's Mammy. So Merrick and Mummy have both drawn dogs. They've had a similar problem to you, Amy, where some of the bits of the dog are no longer attached to the dog. I've also had... Oh, we've got a picture of Theodore from First Ruskington Cubs dancing along with some humongous ear protectors on. Says it feels weird not to be able to hear properly. And also, we've had another shout-out from 50th North Devon Cubs listening again. They've sent their dogs to their leader.
Their leader's going to have some interesting pictures.
And there we go. So, it's time to meet our guest for today on the show. He's also called Jack, which is a little bit confusing, and he works at Gilwell, which is the headquarters for Scouts in the UK. And he's here to tell us how we can get involved in helping some of our partner charities. Hello, Jack.
Hey, Jack. It's not going to be confusing at all, is it?
It's not going to be confusing at all, Jack, no. So, tell us, what exactly is your job for the Scouts?
So I look after community impact for the Scouts. So normally that means helping to create activities and run A Million Hands, which some of you may have been involved in. But during the current health crisis, it's helping to create different activities for young people to take part in. So that's things like 3 for 3 or our recent one, Hike to the Moon.
Excellent. And some of
we
those
did
charities.
Both of those.
Yeah, we did, didn't we? And some of those charities that we work with on the Million Hands project, some of those are sort of related to the Disability Awareness Badge, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of our partners is the National Autistic Society. So we've co-created with young people a whole host of activities that are all around the theme of understanding disability. So that's both physical and the hidden disabilities that you were talking about a bit earlier. And they're all ways about helping to make society fairer. So some of you may have seen in the past we've also worked with Guide Dogs UK, and they're a really amazing charity who help to train and provide service dogs to guide people with sight loss. And they're the super cute Labradors that you might have seen and indeed might have even drawn from doing the last activity. And I think one of the biggest themes about A Million Hands is definitely around raising the awareness, but also taking action on disabilities, particularly those that are hidden like autism. Because as Scouts, we need to be as open and accessible as we can to make sure that any young person can join and be a part of our movement.
Excellent. And so if you've been hiding under a rock, or if you live in Bermuda and you don't know what the Million Hands Project is, can you just tell us a little bit about what it is and how we can get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. So hello to everyone listening in to Bermuda. It's the first time I've ever said that, and that's definitely ticked off the bucket list. Getting involved in A Million Hands is really easy. You can find out more by just Googling A Million Hands. It'll be the first thing there. But also, so it's all up on the Scouts website, but it's also on our brand new programme planner. So what it is six different themes, ranging from disability to how to support refugees and displaced children. And they're pre-made, really fun activities that help guide you through a community impact project. So everything from actually understanding what is it, the theme that you want to take action on, right through to how to plan an event or an activity, and then how to review it, and really importantly, tell the world about it. So that could be like coming on Scout Radio, sending something in, or getting in touch with your local newspaper or other media outlet.
Great. And so at the moment, what sorts of things can we be doing to help or raise awareness of our partners and community impact generally?
So there's so many things you can do. If you're holding virtual meetings, you can start to take some community impact virtually. So it might not seem like the easiest thing to do, but actually it's really, really important to make sure that you're still really open, accessible and inclusive. So virtually that might look like, for someone with autism or hidden disabilities, making sure that schedules and plans are shared really far in advance, or just really simple things like making sure that they've got the materials and the technology to get involved, or even looking at things like exploring breakout rooms. So for this one, you'll need to make sure that there's at least one adult and two young people. But if you're using something like Zoom or you're running virtual Scout meetings, it's about making sure that everyone has the space to take a step away if they need to. But one day, hopefully not too far away, we'll be back to face-to-face scouting, and there are some really exciting things that you can do. So a really great activity from the National Autistic Society is How Autism Friendly Are You, and it's about walking around your meeting place, wherever that is across the country, and having a look at how you can make it more accessible. So it might be something really, really simple. So how do you swap the opening ceremony that you do to make it something a little bit quieter, or putting a schedule on the wall, or simply just choosing a space somewhere in the room where people can go and calm down. So it's really just about making sure that everything that we do is open and accessible. But the best thing to do is just talk to the young people and also their parents and carers to find out what's best, because everyone is different. And actually, just by talking to someone, you'll be able to find out what you can do better and how to make everything more accessible and inclusive for everyone.
Exactly. Well, thank you for all that, Jack. Are you going to hang around for some activities?
I'd love to.
Excellent. Right, well, let's get on with our activity.
Scout Radio.
So we have enlisted the help of friend of Scout Radio, Hannah, who is a sports therapist, and part of her job is helping people with injuries and disabilities, and she's got some challenges for us, so get your socks ready.
We're going to try now a task that we all find very, very easy normally, but we're only going to try it with one hand. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to go into your sock drawer and get out a pair of socks, and what we're going to do is I would like you to put your dominant hand behind your back. So I'm going to take my sock with my left hand and I'm going to try and put it on my foot. Because what we're going to do, we're going to play a song, and I want you to see how many times you can put your sock on your foot and take it off by only using one hand. Let's see how you get on.
Will you lay me down, make my heart the only sound? Throw my fears all to the ground, will you hold me? Will you serenade me with the song you used to play? Till the night turns into day, will you hold me?
Sweet.
Challenge at home. Jack, how did you get on? I know you were taking a picture for us.
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't still trying to get the sock on very well. It's taking longer than I thought.
You're still on sock number one?
Well, no, I'm on sock number two, which, you know, is an achievement, right?
Yeah, that is good. If you did better than Jack, let us know on studio@scout.radio. Now Hannah's got challenge number two for us.
A lot of people wear glasses to make their vision better. But unfortunately, some people do lose their sight. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to go down to the kitchen and I'm going to get a yogurt out of the fridge because we're going to try and eat a yogurt blindfolded. I'm going to open the fridge and I'm going to find the yogurts. So you get your yogurt out of the fridge and get your spoon. What we're going to do, we're going to close our eyes and we're going to try and take the lid off and then try and feed yourself some yogurt. Now, this can get quite messy, so if you want someone on standby with some kitchen roll, that's fine. So see how you go, and let's have another song.
We're soaring, flying. There's not a star in heaven that we can't reach.
If we're trying, so we're breaking free.
You know the world can see us in a way that's different than who we are.
Creating space between us till we're separate hearts.
We're breaking.
So I know those tasks might seem quite easy to you and me, but there are people that do find these difficult on a daily basis, and sometimes they need people to assist them, like a home carer or like a family member. And you can show a bit of empathy towards those people and understand that it's okay to sometimes need some help for things. I hope you've enjoyed trying to do these tasks. Speak to you soon.
Scoutcast.
Thank you, Hannah. So how did you get on with those at home? We had a message from Aidan and Penny. They managed 3 socks each. How did you get on with eating your yogurts? Jack, are you eating yogurts or are you still putting socks on?
I'm really upset. I'm just out of yogurt, so I had to keep going with socks. But I am actually now at 3, so I feel like I've achieved something today.
And I'd say that's one more socks than you ever actually need. Unless, I guess, you're on a really cold camp.
Yeah, double socks will they get.
Double socks. I mean, it might all triple socks, even. That's kind of the new double socks. Well, there we go. Well, thank you for joining us, Jack. I hope you have fun being on air with us doing activities and things.
Thank you. It was great. Thank you for having me.
And learning where Bermuda is.
I'm so excited, honestly. I'm going to go and look it up now. I'm going to be in one of those things where I'm going to be Googling all about Bermuda for the rest of the evening. So thank you.
Excellent. So just tell us, where can we find out more about community impact with the Scouts?
You can go onto the Scouts website or just Google A Million Hands. It will take you straight there and you'll be able to find out all of the activities, see the activities and start putting them in your programmes, either virtually now or planning to put them in when we resume face-to-face scouting.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining us. See you later.
Bye.
The soundtrack to your scouting.
For Scouts, by Scouts.
To find out more, go to scout.radio.
Scout Radio.
So, the next part of our badge is to find out about a famous person with a disability, and I think I found just the person.
My name is Ali Quacharvi. I'm our Kayla for First Cholsey Cub Scouts. I'm profoundly deaf in my right ear, and my ability to hear in my left ear depends on whether I'm healthy or not. And it also will vary depending on circumstance. If I'm in a busy room with lots of background noise, I will really, really struggle to understand what is going on. It can be really frustrating for me still, even though it's been over 10 years. People look at me and they don't see a disability. They forget. So what can you do to make a difference for somebody who is hearing impaired or deaf? My first top tip is just to...
We're going to come back to the right package there. Sorry about that technical error. So here's some Beyonce whilst we sort that out for you.
We built 10 castles that washed away. Broken, 'cause I walk
I wanted to become a scouting ambassador because I want to get the awareness that scouting is for all involved, all genders, all everyone can get involved in scouting, and it's very inclusive. What motivated me to become a scouting ambassador is I've always loved being part of a team. The skills that you learn in scouting will really help succeed in life. I think it's the confidence you learn to interact with peers, and later on in life that'll help you in work. The confidence to try new things, to try things that you're scared of. Like speaking to a young girl this morning, and she used to be scared of heights, but now because she's done it so many times with the opportunities that being an explorer has given her, she's not scared of heights anymore. And it's the confidence that you can overcome fears and meet people, and it just helps later on.
Scouting from home.
This is Scoutcast.
So that was one of the Scout Ambassadors, Ellie Simmons. And Ellie is a British Paralympian swimmer who won a gold medal at the Paralympic Games in Beijing. In fact, she's won 5 gold medals altogether.
Wow, she sounds like... Sorry, that tickled me. She sounds like an amazing swimmer. So why is she a Paralympian, though?
Well, Ellie was born with a disability called dwarfism, and it's a genetic disorder, which means her bones didn't grow properly while she was in her mum's tummy. So when she grew up, she's not as tall as most people, and her arms and legs are shorter than most people's.
Well, she hasn't let that stop her, has she, winning all those medals? She's trained just as hard as any other athlete and not let her disability get in the way. Did you know she was the youngest member of the British team at age 13 and even smashed a world record in 100-metre freestyle? Not only that, she's one of our Scout Ambassadors, so is always promoting inclusion in scouting and showing that anything is possible and you shouldn't let any kind of disability hold you back.
That's great, isn't it? So, for your badge, you will need to create a poster or a piece of writing about a famous person with a disability. This is for your Cubs disability badge. Or if you're feeling particularly adventurous, why not make us an audio report and send it for us to put it on our website? So there are tips and tricks for recording a report at scout.radio/report. So meanwhile, we'll have another song.
My name is Ali Quachavi. I'm Arcala.
You gotta help me, I'm losing my mind. Keep getting the feeling you wanna leave this all behind. Thought we were going strong, I thought we were holding on. Aren't we?
No, they don't teach ya this in school. Now my heart's breaking and I don't know what to do. Thought we were going strong, thought we were holding on, aren't we? We always find a way to make it out alive. Thought we were going strong, thought we were holding on, aren't we?
Tattoos and the good.
Ali Quacharvi. I'm our Kayla for First Cholsey Cub Scouts. I'm profoundly deaf in my right ear, and my ability to hear in my left ear depends on whether I'm healthy or not. And it also will vary depending on circumstance. If I'm in a busy room with lots of background noise, I will really, really struggle to understand what is going on. It can be really frustrating for me still, even though it's been over 10 years. People look at me and they don't see a disability. They forget. So what can you do to make a difference for somebody who is hearing impaired or deaf? My first top tip is just to ask the person what you can do to make communication easier. Don't be shy. They will know what will help and they will tell you. It's one of the most kind and caring things that somebody can do for me. It's also really natural for you to feel embarrassed and worry that you're highlighting a disability when you're trying to be inclusive. You aren't. You are including them by asking them how you can adapt. My second top tip is don't assume a hearing impaired person cannot do something. I know whether I can do it, whether I need a little bit of support to be able to do it, or whether I just cannot do something because of my hearing loss. My third top tip is to make some reasonable adjustments. I'm a massive Star Wars fan, and if Emperor Palpatine can make reasonable adjustments for a newly disabled Darth Vader, there are different types of hearing loss. I think it's useful to know what that experience feels like for somebody. Some common challenges that are faced. So you can have something called mild hearing loss, where it's harder to follow speech, particularly in a noisy situation. That person might or might not use hearing aids. Somebody with moderate hearing loss may mishear or guess words. Those people are going to struggle when there's background noise too, and they're really going to struggle in group conversations because they probably use hearing aids and they probably supplement their understanding with lip reading, which means if you are in a group and you're continually having to turn your head to lip read, it's exhausting. Somebody with severe hearing loss will have difficulty to hear speech in most situations and may are likely to use lip reading and assistive technology to help them communicate. Somebody with profound deafness means that hearing aids won't help with hearing speech. Some people who are profoundly deaf communicate through speech or lip reading, and others use sign language. Some use assistive technology and communication support, such as sign interpreters or a text-to-speech reporter. I've got some top tips for communicating with a hearing aid user as well. If you can see them, sometimes they're really tiny so you can't see them anymore, but they do provide a really good clue that you're talking to somebody who has a hearing impairment. Try to keep your voice normal though, don't shout, because hearing aids work by transferring or amplifying sound. So if you also amplify your voice by shouting, it's actually quite painful to the hearing aid user. It can seem quite startling. Think about whether you actually need to speak to communicate. If you can do it via a chat tool or a text message or WhatsApp, then go ahead and do that, because it's a really low energy way of communicating for somebody with hearing loss. This is my favourite one. Be an attention seeker. Make sure you have the person's attention before you start speaking. So it's one of the first things that my cubs have to adapt to. They have to make sure they've got my attention before they start speaking. Lots of cubs will approach me from behind, and it's like every single horror movie where the murderer suddenly appears out of nowhere. Make sure that you're being understood. Make sure you're speaking clearly. Facial expressions and gestures are wonderful. I think my last tip is probably the most important for people with severe hearing loss. They were probably using a communication support such as sign language interpreter, lip speaker, speech to text, something like that. You're talking to the person directly. Don't talk to the interpreter, so make sure you face and communicate just as you would as if the interpreter was not there. So you take anything away from this, it's ask. Ask the person that you know is hearing impaired what you can do to help communicate with them, and then you will be amazing and inclusive.
Scoutcast.
Thank you there to Ali for those tips of how you can help support people with a hearing impairment. And you can also catch up with Ali's audio blog, which is for adults, and it's all about how you can run your scouting virtually on Zoom or other platforms. And you can find that on scout.radio/play if you're interested. So if you're a beaver, you'll need the secret password for the beaver badge. And the secret password for beavers tonight is disability. That's disability.
So log on to scout.radio/badge to get your certificate. scout.radio/badge, and the secret password is disability. So goodbye if you're a beaver and you're going to bed, and we're going to do some more activities for the cubs after this song.
Scout Radio.
I know we're not having a song, so Amy.
It's okay, we'll have a song in a minute. So our next activity is about physical disabilities. So some people are born with a physical disability, but other people can develop a physical disability through an accident or an illness. So similar to what we said earlier about the sight and the hearing ones.
So imagine if you weren't able to use your hands in the same way that you can now. Do you think you'd still be able to do the same things as everyone else?
Well, I use my hands all the time. I think I'd really struggle with picking things up, opening doors, even like the simple things like making a cup of tea, stroking my dog even. That, I think that would be an absolute killer.
Yeah. Well, so our next challenge then for you at home during the next two songs is to create some art without using your hands. So you can send us your finished pictures or works in process or progress to show us how you're creating your art and what you're doing instead of using your hands. So here you go. Here are your two songs.
Oh,
Home.
This is Scoutcast.
Right, so I hope that everybody has gotten on with their fabulous paintings or their collages. I haven't actually had any pictures in yet. Have you got any, Jack?
No, nobody sent us any pictures. What's happened to you all? This is very disappointing. We were doing much better when it involved dogs.
Yeah, maybe we should have like set that they had to draw a dog with their feet or a dog with their mouth.
Well, there you go. I mean, there's still time to send us in a picture. In fact, why don't we play another song? We'll give you a bit more time to finish your pictures and send us in a picture of your picture.
To the dark, hide away, they say, 'cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. Cut me down. I'm gonna send the blood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, 'cause here I come.
Pictures finally. So we've got, I found some on Facebook, and it's Aiden and Penny again, and they've been writing and painting their names, and they've been using their mouths by the looks of it with some nice fine paint brushes. So well done, guys. You got any, Jack?
Excellent. Merrick's also been using his mouth to do a rainbow. They're painting a rainbow. So yeah, that's very impressive.
We've also had some art. It's kind of a skull and crossbones in orange, also with a mouth, from James H. Cheam. And also we've had somebody from 80th Fife. And they have, they've been drawing with their mouth and their feet, and they've drawn a little stick man in a box with a hat. Excellent, these are all great.
Well done, guys. So another part of our the Cubs Disability Awareness Badge is to find out two different ways that a blind or a visually impaired person, how they can read, because I know obviously they can't look at the pages and read the words like we can. So Jack, can you tell us anything about maybe audio description?
Well, so this is one of the things I do in the real world for my job, is record audiobooks and audio descriptions. So an audiobook is where somebody, usually an actor, reads out a book, and in the olden days they were on records or cassettes, and then CDs, and now most of the time you get them as MP3 files that you can listen to somebody reading a book. And lots of people enjoy them, even if they're not blind people. But there's also charities that make them specifically for blind people, but they're all around for everybody anyway. And another thing that I do is I record audio descriptions, and this is for television. So imagine if you're watching the television and you can't see what's going on, you can only hear. And what we do is we get somebody to read in what's happening in the pictures so that you can have a listen. And a couple of weeks ago we had our St. George's Day live event, and we actually audio described the Togetherness event for Scoutadelic. So here is a little sample of that, so you can hear how an audio description often sounds.
A purple dragon made of fire flies into frame and spirals, dissolving to reveal the rainbow logo of Scoutadelic. Togetherness. Mike from Scoutadelic, where's the UK Scout uniform?
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to Togetherness. And these amazing people have given up their time to do that today as well. So without further ado, here we go.
Hi, I'm Tony Malone, and Mike from Scoutadelic has asked me to share with you my hero as part of the St. George's Day ceremonies.
On a table, a blank postcard, paints and brushes.
So just now, I've got some paper and some paints here, and I'm going to start drawing them and see if you can get a sense of who it is.
Putting pen to paper, Tony begins to draw the outline of an animal filling the whole postcard.
There's some big claws.
Tony draws in large muscular legs and feet. Then a tail.
Long smiley back.
Tony adds a spike to the end of the tail and fills in the underside of the creature. He adds a snout, colours in flared nostrils, and a large mouth.
Some very sharp teeth coming in. And for this, I think it's important to acknowledge the role of this chap.
He lines its back with spikes.
Who is a dragon. And without the dragon, without this endangered species, we wouldn't really have much of a story. And I think what's really crucial to this is, should I use that brush there?
He takes a brush and dips it in green paint.
And I think all dragons should be green in this case, don't you? So I'll have some green in. And I think the lesson of St. George here is really one of, let's give him some bright red spikes, because I think that's quite a nice effect on this. A bright red swish on the tail, and some red around his mouth. What's really important, I think, is with St. George, is we acknowledge the fact that this was actually an equality story. It's actually a story about inclusion. It's a story about a dragon who was going about his daily business, eating the old sheep, keeping to himself. And so, let's give him a little bit of a floor to sit down. So I think if the dragon was alive today, not only would he be looking splendid and colourful and doing things with us, but I think he'd also be carrying a placard that just simply says, "Save the dragons."
He adds the placard to the postcard. Kurt from Malta plays a pipe.
So that's just one of the ways that things can be adapted to help blind people. So apart from audiobooks, how else do you think someone might read, Amy?
Well, I know about something called Braille. I had a little blind child, actually, in one of my classes a few years ago. And what it is a way of writing that uses bumps instead of words. So you can read by touching the bumps, and a different number of bumps and a different where they're placed on the page are different letters and different words.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's Braille is another way that people can access writing and words and reading. So that's all really cool. And now we've learned all of these things, you can have the Cubs Badge secret password. And this week, the password is aware. That's aware. And you need to go to scouts.radio/badge and you can enter the password to get your certificate. So it's aware is the secret password. And the website is scouts.radio/badge. Should we have a song?
We
just had some last minute shout outs, so we didn't decide who was going to say that the shout out. I'll do this one. So this is from Matthias at the 8th Team, and he wanted to say that last year in January he was hit by a golf club in his left eyebrow, which was very scary. I'm sure it was.
But thank goodness he managed to have plastic surgery and the doctor fixed it, so he's totally fine. That's great to hear that you've made a full recovery, but has decided to sponsor a guide dog, because you can lose your eyesight for so many reasons, and sponsoring a guide dog, and the guide dog is called Milo, and there's a lovely picture here of Milo, is a great way to help people who can't see, because guide dogs help them to get around and to go to the shops and to do all the things that you have to do. Lots of people have guide dogs to help them if they can't see.
They do indeed. Now, I read somewhere, I think it was on social media, I was doing one of those perusey social medias, where somebody had rescued a, I don't know if it was a hearing dog or a guide dog, and they'd rescued the dog because it went through the training and it could do all of the tasks that it had been trained to do, but it didn't do them on command. So it just did them, so like all the time. So it used to go and open the washing machine or go and pull your socks off, but not when it was supposed to. So it used to do it like in the morning or so. So it's lucky that some people are still there to rescue the guide dogs after they've finished working if they can't live with their owners. And I think they train them just down the road from me, actually, in like, I think it's in Wigan. So well, I've got so one. Cool, and
yeah. Go on then.
Apology if I pronounce this wrong. I think it's Souge, but they have drawn with their mouths. So you didn't have to draw with your feet. Mouths are fine, and they've done some fabulous, I think, their faces in their household. There's a few people that have done some paintings.
Wow. Also, we had a message. Somebody missed the password. Remember, if you do miss the password every week, you can go to listen again, sort of the day after the show, we usually get it up, and that is at scout.radio/play. But I will tell you again, this week's password for the Cubs badge is aware, and you go to scout.radio/badge, aware, and that's scout.radio/badge. One more message. So Mary says, you may have helped someone today. They did see some of these activities at a meeting, so we could try and understand our deaf and hard hearing patients. And when done, I mentioned about a ringing noise I kept hearing on my right ear, and nobody else around me heard it. So I went to the doctor and found out that there was something slightly wrong with my hearing. So yeah, there you go. Always something to be on the lookout for. Excellent.
So we might have actually helped someone.
Yeah, hopefully we have. I mean, even if we haven't helped someone directly like that, hopefully everyone is now more aware of how we can help different people to be more able in what they do.
And as always, we're going to end on our little thought. And this week it's not from me, it's from Hannah.
Hello everyone, it's Hannah here. And today I'd like to talk to you a little bit about some conditions that people might be living with, which means that some daily tasks that we all find quite easy are actually quite difficult. What about someone who is in a wheelchair, for example? Think about someone who isn't able to use their legs. What sort of things do you think they might struggle with at home or being out and about when they're seeing friends? Just have a little think. So, let's now start to think about someone who may not be able to use one of their arms, for example. Someone who may have had a condition called a stroke, where the brain is injured and it stops sending signals to parts of the body. Now, you can imagine how difficult that might be for someone to try and dress themselves in the morning. People might find this task a little bit difficult, or they might need help with this. And you can show a bit of empathy towards those people and understand that it's okay to sometimes need some help for things.
So that's a wrap for today's Scoutcast. Thank you, Hannah. Thank you for listening. I think we've learned loads today.
Yeah, I definitely have. And if you're enjoying Scoutcast, let your friends know and tune in next week at 6:30. You can also listen again to all of our episodes now on scout.radio/play.
So keep up the good work and we'll see you next week. Say goodbye, Amy.
Bye.